Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Thomas Jackson, 463-164.
Your report for the Portland Board is that the frequency this morning in reference to a vote hearing. I'm going to go over some information here, and then we'll turn it over to you and your supporters. All right, so you're 53 now?
Yes, sir.
All right. And you had two consecutive life sentences for armed robbery that began, it looks like, December 20th, 1989.
I believe they're concurrent, sir.
Did I say consecutive?
I'm not concurrent.
I'm sorry. Yeah, big difference.
Yes, sir.
Yes, a big difference. I stand correct. I didn't realize I said it that way. Okay, so then on October 16th, 2017, you appeared before this board, and you were granted a home arrest. Then you were actually released from prison on December 4th, 2017.
Correct.
You were certified to this hearing for weather control, or actually discharged on, looks like April 4th, 2018. So, you're still residing at the Longside Ministries?
Happily so, sir.
Yes, okay. And you're employed by Oak Canyon Manufacturing, I think?
Yes.
At Business Administration, it sounds like an interesting work.
I find it very satisfying.
And it's like something that can keep you busy there for a while. It looks like you've done 48 sessions with career criminal program, and you were assessed for 48. How many have you completed now, do you know?
I've completed the whole program.
The entire program? Very good, very good. Been busy?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In those 6 months you were in front of this board, I had a chance to meet you and talk to you, and at that time you convinced us that you were rehabilitated to the point of deserving a release, and we granted you a home arrest. So, you've been waiting quite a while, it's more than for time management for all of us. I don't think because the entire board was here when you were granted home arrest, I don't think you need to dwell too much on the crimes or actually even your time incarcerated, because you convinced us you should be out. So the big thing now is the 6 months you've been out. You know, what's going on and how you feel and how overwhelmed you've been with technology and automobiles. And I see some head shaking behind you, but we see that quite a bit. It's, you know, nowadays it doesn't take 30 years for things to change. It takes about 30 minutes. And, you know, you go to bed one night and your phone is the latest, greatest thing in the world to get the next morning. And so obsolete came still. So, you know, the time you were in, lots happened. So, tell us what's going on.
You mentioned automobile. It's funny because I got hit by a truck 5 days, 5 months exactly. I've been out. That was crazy. Jim Sheets took me to the hospital. I called Mr. Phillips the first thing. And I made it through that. The people at Oak Canyon stuck by me, alongside ministry stuck by me. I've really seen that I have people in my life that are concerned and caring and loving towards me. That what a different life. What a different being. In the last 6 months has been the happiest 6 months of my entire life. And it's just getting started. It's just getting better. And I've been investing in human relationships on all fronts, whether the church, recovery, at work, like in the package I sent you, the people I worked with, they're people that have worked there for 20 years, and it's so good to work around people like that, because I'm learning not just job skills from them, I'm learning life skills. I'm learning what kind of character and diligence it takes to stay with a company for 20 years. And these people are happy, and I see them every day, and their happiness rubs off on me. And I just love it.
So you say 5 months after you got out, so you
did it, yeah.
Yeah, okay, to buy the truck. So in that 5 months, you must have convinced a lot of people that it was worth caring about, which means you might be doing a pretty good job. You know, when you're working for Hope Canyon, you got in here, you were on for a while, they stuck by you. That 5 months leading up to that, or however long you're actually working with, apparently you convinced them you were worth worrying about.
Yeah.
Of course, alongside history, figured you were worth caring about the minute you stepped back. They're very good. It takes a lot more than some problems with an accident to move them, but it's one of those things. So how bad were you injured, or what?
You know, I walked away from it, and I thought I was okay, but the doctor advised me to pay attention. There may be complications in the last of the next few days. By Sunday night, I couldn't walk from my bedroom hardly to the evening. And I had to go to work the next morning. So I had to call King Sheets, and I had to call Mr. Phillips, and I had to call my bosses. And we had a formal plan at 10 o'clock at night what we were going to do to address this responsibly in the right way. So we went here the next morning. Mr. Phillips cleared me out to be able to travel to the emergency room. Ken took him to the emergency room, and the doctors gave me a 1 week medical waiver for work, and discharge paperwork and medical paperwork. We faxed that over to Oak Canyon, got it to Mr. Phillips, and everything went really good. I took a week off, and I bounced back. I was lucky that there was no pain management issues that required any significant pain management other than ibuprofen that I was so grateful for.
So, were you the rest of the weekend?
I was on my bicycle riding bicycle from one of those appointments of the community health services on a Friday afternoon.
I was an accident reconstructionist for about 10 years, so I can relate to that. So, but you were fortunate you just had soft tissue injuries from getting thrown around by that truck?
I got hit. He zipped out of the parking lot and banged me. The bike went underneath the front passenger wheel, and I got stuck to the grill and then thrown. But I was so fortunate. It was God. I'm lucky to even be standing there.
You had some abrasions, but you stood up and said, oh boy, I'm okay. All that adrenaline pumping through there.
Yes.
Yeah, that after the fact starts, you see people in a rear abrasion say, oh, I'm okay, and I have all this fancy stuff, and I don't feel anything. And 2 or 3 days later, it's like, what truck man? So you're lucky that it ran on the bike and not you. So,
I'm blessed.
Yes. So that's congratulations. So how about we have family and community support and everything. So you're planning on staying with Hope Canyon?
Oh, yes, definitely, as long as I can. Unless the good Lord shows me a different route, clearly that I'm supposed to go to something else, and if that's the case, his provision and hand will be on me. But I'd like to stay with Oak Canyon like those other people, 10, 15, 20 years, be there. I know a lady named Norma. She's 70-something years old right now. She makes every top or every piece that moves across the factory floor, which means she started when she was in her early 50s like me. I'd like to be like Norma.
Well, that's good. I mean, that is very good. That's it's a little bit different environment when you're out than when you're in. So making friends is a whole lot different experience, I'm sure.
It's the hardest job I've ever had in my life, and I love it, and it's satisfying.
Well, that's great. It really is great. And you know, getting along with people and taking lessons from what you see they've accomplished, you know. So a lot of people work a job, and they really love the job, but day to day, they don't act like they love the job. So when you're in a group like that, then obviously, I mean, everybody has a bad day, there's no doubt about that, you know. I'm sure there's been a couple of times you turn around thinking that's not 14 and 0, you know, when it happens, but it's, you know, it's a day-to-day thing, it's not a constant thing. So that's what they're for, and I really appreciate what you've explained. It's, you know, you're not just learning a career, you're learning life, and there's a big difference outside than there is inside. So, and not everybody succeeds at reintegration.
If I may, we study a book in a lot of time, there's a big thick book called Building My Life God's Way. And so before I seen him the last time, my mentor, Mr. Lopez, and we had studied that book. And so I come home, I don't like to say getting out, I like to say come home, because it shifts the lens of perception from incarcerated mindsets to I came home. And it's just radically different, it's more healthier. But before coming home, we had studied that book. And so now, I go to work and I look at it this way, that I'm building my life God's way, and I'm building it one square of glue, one board, one nail at a time. And I'm not just building furniture, but each day, each piece I work on, I'm building my life, because someday I want what normal people have. I want a mortgage and a life, to be able to give and serve in the community. I want those normal things, those luxury problems that normal people deal with in normal ways instead of acting out and being dysfunctional and going off the rails.
Well, that's pretty good. Let's see if there's any comments, any questions? Ms. Rittenhouse.
Have you stayed involved with AA?
Oh, yes. I've been to three different meetings since coming home. I've went to the Playing Sober up at Trinity Lutheran, and we just celebrate recovery at First Christian, my home church. And I've also been going to Crossroads West, which is a really good fit. I like that meeting the best. It fits me the best. It's a little bit of a younger crowd, but they stick to the fundamentals of the big book and don't get it out there with it.
All right,
good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Did you have a question?
So I just had a couple of questions. One was that you're doing very well with work, and you speak highly of your employer and the people that are actually working there. Sometimes changes, and if you didn't have that job, what would you do?
Well, if I didn't have that job, I'd find another job. We have to work. No work, no eat. Paul said that. Paul was a tent maker.
I just kind of a little bit concerned about that. Probably made a statement I never heard of. You know, you tell people that we want them to be productive citizens, live a productive life, but it's kind of funny you call it, you're one of the same luxury problems.
At Longside Ministries, they have us do a financial class. The lady who taught us has spent over 20 years in the banking industry, and they have a work woman called Freed Up Financial Living. And she taught us that one of the things is you prepare for these things in life. So, like when I had my accident, I was 2 rent checks ahead of my rent. So when the accident happened, I had the cushion to rely on. And I also had money in the pocket, money in the bank. I was covered. And that was such a blessing. And I've seen in actual experience, not in the abstract, why this is so important to have these safety nets in place before things happen, instead of trying to deal with it on the fly after the fact. And so that was great. That was just one little nugget of actual wisdom to be gleaned from this class. That, you know, to be able to have that cushion in a bad time.
How much fun have you had to keep your itinerary up?
Oh my gosh, the itinerary. You know, at first it was a little rough and I needed help with it, but between Mr. Beaton and Mr. Phillips, I learned how to do my itinerary in the rough draft folder of my Gmail, and then when I'm ready to send it, I can do it days ahead of time, fine-tune it, column it, and then the daily is supposed to go out, I can go ahead and shunt it forward to the actual file, get the paper airplane, and send it. And then when it comes back, I go to the workstation and activity center, I pull it out, and then I print it off the printer, so that I have a paper copy. Just in case something happens, like, accidentally deleted everything.
Well, I'll tell you, your PO is a taskmaster.
That's because he cares.
Yeah, well,
he does not want to send you back. If you go back, it's because you sent yourself back.
Exactly. Yes. If but on the flip side of that, he's one of the best people to have to work with you. You know, I mean, you done things all the time to work with him, but like you say, you put yourself back in. But he expects mistakes when you first come out. It's a matter of what you can work on and correct them and, you know, move forward, and you currently have.
There's a learning curve.
Yeah.
So technology, I was inside for 28 years, and when you think about it, Ronald Reagan was president, we were in the Cold War, there was a Berlin Wall, that's when I started this training, and here I am sitting here in the 21st century with enough computational power in my pocket, more than we used to send a man to the moon. Right here. I have every book, every library in my pocket right now, accessible at my fingertips. Phenomenal.
Kind of crazy.
I love it. Oh, I can do my thing?
Yeah.
I love digital money.
You know, most people don't realize that phone has way more computing power than the hundreds of link computers they did show like in Apollo 13.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your cell phone could have done a better job of bringing those guys back live. Or not a better job, but they could have been a lot easier. So it's amazing, and most people don't understand that. So, okay, any other questions?
Sure, one.
Yes, Mr.
Thank you. And that's always a funny comment on the technology. Not to drag this out, but it's like when you run into the correction system, there were biplanes, and when you came out, there were rockets.
George Jetson.
But I just meant to ask you on just a personal health level. You know, there's millions of people working out there. Not everyone really enjoys their work. It's just a fact of life. So why are you enjoying your work? What's enjoyable about it?
That's multifaceted, sir. So first off, my father, he was a carpenter, and I learned framing. We built like half of Leisure World when I was in my 20s together out in Mason. And so I learned that from my father, and it makes me nostalgic and happy that my father would be seeing me doing what I'm doing right now. My grandmother, growing up around here, we grew up with auction barns and furniture stores. Okay, so I was in that aspect of that. Then long ago, I was in the metal fabrication division of the industrial world in Florence, and I learned metal fabrication work, quality control, production prototypes, setting up production runs, and I learned how an industry runs. And so all three of those elements met at the nexus of Oak Canyon at one time. And it gave me a natural born skill set that. And they, like I said, they teach you so much down there. There's always something else to learn. I've learned to do the installations, the shelves, the tops, the backings, and I just started learning trims. The next thing I've learned is the hanging of the doors. They have invested in me so readily, and I'm fascinated by furniture. I see a piece of furniture, I deconstruct it like a musician deconstructs a song, a piece of music. Like notes in his head. That's when I look at the furniture in this room. I deconstruct it right now. How is it built? What's it made out of? What's the finish? What's the process? You know, is it mass produced? Is it handmade? I deconstruct it like that, and I love furniture. Moreover, there's a spiritual aspect to my job. I often reflect that Jesus was a carpenter, and so when I go to work every day, I give him my hands, I give him my feet, I call him the master carpenter, I'm his apprentice, and he teaches me. And there's times where my job is really rough, and I just turn my hands and feet over to him. I can't get the shot, I can't make it work, and I turn it over to him, and it works. Amen. I am so blessed with that job.
Well, thank you for your response, and I don't think you could have faked that response. It sounds like you've really gotten an education. So thank you for your response.
I can't open up my eye trying to find a teleprompter back.
You
have learned to be a very eloquent speaker, sir. You know, you've got that information up there, but you've also got a very good means of the presentation. I just wonder if they're going to set you up and start you through some theology courses so you can get
to church history.
Huh?
I was church history going to theology.
Well, my son just graduated from Van Candy University.
I love Van Candy. They come out there all the time. They're just not great right now. They come here lots of mysteries.
Yeah, I get lost trying to find a parking spot for the graduation because of all the building they got going on around there. Yes, it is. That's great. Fantastic college, but you have the presentation skills, and with your life experiences, I think you'd be a good minister.
God bless you, sir.
But even at this stage, I'm sure you're an asset to Alonzi, and of course, you're a success story. That's what I love, success stories. Okay, any other questions from the board? I think that it's time to, if you have some supporters that would like to speak on your behalf, it'll be up to you all as to how many of them and how I'm going to order or whatever. But
can I say one last word?
Well, yeah, we'll also have a final statement time, too. So.
Okay. Well, the last 6 months have been awesome, and I just want to thank you for your vote 6 months ago and for the 6 months that I've lived. It's been incredible. What I thought I knew, I didn't know. But on this side, it is incredible.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. You'll have another opportunity to wallace with your skills, your oration skills. Okay, so if the supporters, once your supporters are done, I'm going to get Mr. Phillips up here. We'll really find out the truth.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning. Ken Cheats is my name, and I'm the executive director of our Alongside Ministries. And you get a little piece of my joy of my life and what we do at Alongside. We get to see men and women transform right before our lives, and we've been able to see that in the 6 months that Thomas is with us. You made a great decision last fall to allow him to come to us, and I thank you for that decision. And he came to us, and I want you to know he's come to us with the attitude of humility. He's got a contrite heart, and he wants to be a server. He is a giver. He has spent these last 6 months looking for ways to give back to his fellow felons that are living with us. He is restricted with that ankle monitor and his ability to go and do some other things that our men have been able to do without him. And I've watched his heart to go, oh man, I wish I could go with them. But because of scheduling and trying to figure that out and navigating that with his parole officer, who's been remarkable. We've enjoyed him. It's a special unit. We're getting to know how they operate a little bit. We have a reputation with parole and probation that we honor, and we work hard to establish good relationships. With this special unit, it's been different, and to learn that from our perspective as well, and how actually the ankle monitor is hindered some of the things that we hope to see in Thomas's life. And that's my encouragement, is let's release that ankle monitor today, and let's see what we can do with him as he continues his transition. You're seeing a great man. I think he's your poster child for how to come out on house arrest. I think you ought to video him and make every man and woman that comes out on an ankle monitor watch how he has navigated this, because he has shown again that humble and contrite heart, and he has been a friend. He is what I could call a friend. We have conversations. conversations weekly. We have a courtyard that we have taken advantage of, and we have spent hours and hours of talking about the future and what this man wants to accomplish in his life. And I'm excited to tell you that he is going to be a victory story for you. Thank you for letting me speak.
The best kind of story for you to tell is your success.
Absolutely. We love our victories. We love our defeats. But I'm confident in what Thomas has done and will do in the rest of his life.
Well, that's good. I mean, I just want to remember, but I know in the hearts of the entire board, we are always looking for those kind of success stories, because we need a lot more of that. And
sure.
It's really great to see the...
I invite you to come to our graduation this Sunday if you want to see three more. It's 5 o'clock, First Christian Church. Come on down and join. We'll see more.
Well, thanks for the invitation. Any questions from the board? Thank you, sir.
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
I know it's been a while since I've seen you guys, but it's the last time I got together with y'all. I made it very clear of who I was, and...
Would you state your name for the record?
My name is Adon Lopez, and I've been working with inmates for almost 42 years. I just figured that one out. Almost 12 years of sitting on the boards like yourselves and dealing with people, having to go out there and put up with days like you have today, where you're sitting there going like, we gave you chances, and you just absconded with them. But going out there and meeting somebody like Thomas and going out there and seeing this guy being successful, yes, he's done a lot, but he's had a lot of help. The organization that we belong to, we're there right alongside of him. I mean, I know that we're asking for the monitor to come on, and he may think, I'm hoping that he doesn't understand that it's going to be a freedom thing, a free ticket. I'm going to make sure, I know along with the parole officer and myself, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to be on him like a tick on a dog. This is not, like I said, a pre-ticket one. I'm there to make sure that he's successful along with the other people that we have alongside. He didn't go out there and meet my expectation. He's exceeded them. And I know that he's going to do better. I went out there and we're there for him. We have the people here who care. But it's good when you meet finally somebody that is not wasting our time. And this is one man that's not wasting, he's not wasting my time and yours. So I'm hoping that you guys will consider, as you did last time, set him free, continue a little bit more freedom on that aspect of where he can go out there and meet more programs that are going to hopefully help others, not just himself. But again, I want to thank you for going out there and considering taking the time to understand that he's a success story, and only because of y'all and because of what's going on in his life. He took the opportunity. It's not too often that you see somebody says, hey, give me the chance, and he took it, but only because you guys gave me the opportunity. So again, thank you very much for your time. Y'all have a good day.
Any questions? Thank you very much, sir.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm David Byton. I'm the director of the Men's Ministry, and it's a privilege again to be able to stand here and talk with you guys again. As you've already heard from Ken Sheets and from Adon Lopez, I'm the director of the Men's Ministry for alongside, and it's just from the day that we picked up Thomas from prison, the day he was eager to learn. When he got his cell phone, he came in my office and said, help me learn this, help me figure this out. We went to the computers and we showed him the computer, and that's pretty much where we started with the itineraries to his parole officer, is learning the computer because it's a little easier to work than the cell phone. And then the cell phone came next, and Thomas, just day after day, was eager to learn more and more. And when he got that first job there at Old Canyon, and to be able to get on his bike and to be able to bike down there and have that freedom to go to work and to work hard, and then at the end of the day, seeing how nervous he was to make sure that he's back on time, because his itinerary was tight, and at first was taking the bus, the city bus, and realizing that if the bus is late or if it didn't come, he'd be late for his itinerary. And to see that eagerness of doing everything the way that he was supposed to be doing it. And as Ken said, he is an example. He's a role model. Just to see that eagerness and that willingness to learn and do things the right way. So again, on behalf of Alongside, I ask again that you guys consider taking that ankle monitor off so that he has more freedom to learn more things. He's missing out on some of the program that we do because of the ankle monitor. He's not able to get out of town with us on some of the programming that we do. So I would also ask you guys to consider taking that ankle monitor off. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any questions? Thank you, sir. Now we get the true story.
Parole Officer Mardell Phillips. I'm his assigned parole officer. He has maintained compliance. He's been doing very well. I do have to touch on the bicycle incident about a month ago. So I'm driving around a mountain field, and I get this phone call from Mr. Jackson. He's frantically, he's freaking out. He's like, "You need to run a diagnostic on my GPS device right now." I was ran over by a truck. I'm like, "Are you all right? You need to get to the hospital." So he is very eager. He wants to be successful. He's been doing very well on supervision. Itineraries are spot on. Even though he does have that time crunch, he's overcome.
That's what we're getting on the itinerary, because usually when they come out, the first month is kind of very, very hectic trying to figure it out.
I must say he must be a very fast pepper, because he's been doing pretty good on time restrictions. So
I was wondering if he might have told you after he got hit by that truck that he started saving up for a car.
No, he didn't even do bicycle though.
All right. Any questions? Well, see, and you've done another remarkable job.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. If you want to sit down, come back up to the front, then you...
Thank you, sir.
You don't have to.
I would love to.
I've got a big mouth. I've always got something to say.
Please state your name again.
Thomas Jackson.
My best friend growing up was named Thomas Jackson.
Yeah. No. Was he the Wurlitter?
Huh?
Was he the Wurlitter in the East Valley?
No.
Okay.
No, he was where we made out of high school and passed away. So anyway, every time I went, and he always went by Thomas instead of Tom. That's the other thing, and I know. So anyway, the board is getting ready to go in discussion, so we made a determination on your ankle bracelet, and we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement if you so desire. If there's anything else you think you want to tell us, we just, from time management, we just don't want you to repeat all the information you've already given us.
Just want to repeat, sir. I will be brief. I'd just like you to know what I would do with the investment of moving from home arrest to general parole. What I would like to be able to do with my time is more connect further with my sister, be able to go out to her house and spend time with my sister. She comes out to see me, we call, we text, it'd be so much easier on her and her little family if I could be able to go out and visit them. I would also like to spend more time with volunteers. I have opportunities to serve at Crossroads West, House of Refuge. There's always something that came a day to me, one of the properties and concerns of Alongside Ministries. And we have 14 properties in that same neighborhood, but they lay right just outside the digital perimeter of the device. And Ken always has something needed done. And I've been held back from doing that kind of service. And whether it's just going and pulling weeds in the yard or moving things around or whatever chores and stuff that needs to be done. At Crossroads, there's opportunities for me to maybe do some physical work and also help people in sponsorship and House of Refuge. There's opportunities for me to mentor and do other things, and I'd like to invest in those opportunities in the community. I'd like to be able to just take a ride on my bicycle also and not have anywhere to go in no itinerary. It would be nice on a weekend on my day out to just ride my bicycle or take a walk. Or do like the guys in the program do, walk up to Dairy Queen and get a lizard, like a normal person. Thank you.
The board will be going into, you can sit back there if you like while we're doing this, the board will be going into discussion, we'll be talking amongst ourselves. Normally we won't be addressing you, but we would call out specific, but we just ask sort of what your main side of what we have in discussion. You're all welcome to listen to everything we have to say, and when we're finished, I'll leave back with you, okay? All right, we're now in discussion. By the way, this is the kind of the board we like to have. And anyone that spent that much time incarcerated not and be that much of a success, even if it was a year down the road, but well over 6 months, Officer Phillips is, you know, he makes them pull line, but he also is with it and, you know, helping in this case, still an inmate, but helping the people make the transition, really works with them. And it, to me, it says a lot when he comes up and it just says everything went well. I think that alongside ministries I think they're getting, I don't want to say squalled heads, but they're getting a better attitude about themselves with the success of Mr. Jackson. But that's the best thing. Just to be able to change one life that much it makes them a total success. I have to say, normally, before left, by the 6 month point, most of the time I'm inclined to stay another 6 months and see what happens. But with everything that's been said and done, and I mean, my word, somebody gets off the ground after being hit by a truck, and the first thing they're worried about is their parole officer. It says a lot. So I would be in favor of granting Mr. Jackson regular parole at this time. We'll listen to discussion from my fellow board members. Mr. Knoll?
I was just going to add that it's certainly not completely rare that I would consider someone from that transition in 6 months, you know, they have to earn it, but I do feel like Mr. Jackson has really earned that graduation.
Thank you very much.
Just to also add that you know, he has an incredible support system, and I think that'll help him succeed.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference in their success. Well, in that circumstance, at this time, I am going to make a motion to grant Mr. Jackson regular parole, but deny actual discharge at this time. And you're going to have to follow the same, or all the institutional conditions, and a lot of things will be the same, but there will be some freedom there. I think that would be motion.
I think we also need to deny home arrest.
No, last thing we had, they said just the granting of parole, which is a step.
He's eligible for all three, so.
All right, well, I'm going to make a motion just to make sure everything's approved. Since we're not a bunch of lawyers and not real judges up here, we stumble sometimes. So I'm going to make a motion that what we will do is grant Mr. Jackson regular parole, and just for the sake of the record and clarity, I'm saying deny the return to home arrest and or after discharge at this time.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, to leave Mr. Rittenhouse, and to leave Mr. Canales. So Mr. Jackson, would you like to step out of the front for a moment? We might have a long conversation, but Dan heard the word voted, and it is, it's not totally word, but it is somewhat unusual to do it at the 6 month point, because there's a stumbling time, and apparently you didn't stumble too often. Tell you I'm not in my trouble, but that wasn't your fault. So, and actually, I mean, I don't know how you are feeling physically. You're moving around pretty good, so apparently you healed up pretty well. But your attitude after that accident was also very commendable. You still got all your ducks in a row and didn't start jumping into this overcritical knee situation, which a lot of people do. And, I mean, after your life history, it would be a something there. But we want to congratulate you on your successes. We want to encourage you to, you know, keep moving forward like that. Now, you got to keep that on until all the paperwork goes through, which hopefully will be fairly quickly.
Okay.
And then you'll end up with it. You probably have a totally different TO that you have to make happy, but seems like you can do it.
I've missed Mr. Phillips.
He will miss you. Soon we get the brace, and then you'll have to learn who was that guy. But anyway, so the board is ready to do that pro and get that bracelet off and get a little more freedom, and hopefully the success story will be continuing as, you know, it'll probably flatten out as you go, but it's always going to be a success. And like I say to people, when I wake up in the morning, if I don't see Brown, it's a good day. And you seem to have that kind of attitude about life too. You know, get up and, yeah, this is the way I want to go, but if it's not going to happen, then I'll come up with a real quick detour.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so
much. Well, we look forward to seeing you again for actual discharge.
Okay.
Down the road.
Okay.
God bless you all.
All right. Well, we're going to end when you're eligible for the next hearing that DOC will get a certification, make notifications on time. Okay?
Thank you.
And this will end your hearing? And thank you for everybody who came and support. Thank you, Officer Phillips.